The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Burt Show.
At this morning, we are going to spend a goodly amount of time talking to intern Brandon. Brandon told us a while back. I mean, he was very honest with us. You know, most guys like, you know, we want to be all manly. Yeah, I got it with the ladies. I got my swag. Not Brandon. He says straight up, he don't know what he's doing when it comes to women. Just has had like one long-term girlfriend, right?
Yeah, just about.
An internet girlfriend or a real girlfriend?
Chat roulette.
Okay.
Every time we're matched up, we talk for hours.
Give us a little history here. So you had a girlfriend for like 3 years, and
yeah, about 3 years, mostly through junior year of high school on through. Before that, it wasn't really cared about being in a relationship.
And what about since then? How long have you been out of that relationship?
About 2 years.
Okay, so you've been single for 2 years.
Yeah.
Nobody really significant.
No.
Any dates at all in 2 years?
No.
Oh, boy, that's a big old
not
drought right there.
Why
you
is
know
that?
What? If this is baseball, you're sent down to the minor leagues.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. I'm probably sent to double A, you know.
You're going back to rookie ball.
Yeah.
If you haven't got a hit in 2 years.
Work on the fundamentals, you know.
You might even be equipment manager for a big high school squad.
Maybe.
What was your question, Jen?
I was going to say, why is that? Are you afraid to ask a girl out?
I don't know. It's just, I'm not socially awkward, but in certain situations, I've become socially awkward.
Which makes you socially
awkward,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes me socially awkward, only part of the time, though.
Well, do you think, I mean, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I mean, I've seen Brandon out in, you know, at events and stuff, and Brandon's personality is very jovial, very high energy, mm-hmm. very joking, very, you know, very personable. But I wondered, is it a case with guys where you have to kind of tone it down and be cool, and that's unnatural for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I mean, most guys who are trying to approach women with the confidence and with the swagger and all this stuff, I mean, Brandon to me is just like a fun guy.
Yeah,
know?
Well, I like to be chill all the time, so I don't feel that I should have to change who I am just to talk to somebody, because it's how I interact with my friends, it's how I interact with my family and my coworkers.
So why can't you interact with women that way?
Well, and I think it's admirable that you're holding on to this, look, I'm a be me,
yeah.
but you haven't touched a breast in 2 years. So you got to change something, dude.
I mean,
well, technically, you don't know if he touched your breast before that. Like,
I assume breast before that.
He's being vulnerable and he's coming to the table. Y'all need to back off.
I'm being honest, like he's saying, I'm gonna be me, but me's not working right now. So something's got to change.
I will say, I was offered to touch a breast at an event by an older lady who wanted to take me home and teach me things.
Why didn't you take home the coug?
Because
she works in sales. It would have been awkward.
Leave the account manager out of this.
So he's from what I understand, you've been like sort of seeing a girl right now, but you're stuck in the friend zone. Like, it's somebody you'd want to hang out with more?
Not so much. It was we've been talking a little bit. It was this girl I knew in high school. Didn't really talk to her in high school, and then she messaged me on Facebook. We've just been talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing too serious at this point, just casual conversation. But, I mean, it's a history, ongoing history of every girl I've kind of been in the friend zone with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to that point, like, now I'm used to it. Now I'm kind of, maybe it's an idealistic way of thinking, but if I'm in the friend zone, maybe it will mean more in the end.
Oh. Dude, it's all crap. Everything you're saying right now is total crap. It's a fear of rejection. You're afraid of somebody turning you down.
Well, yeah, basically. That too. Everything I've done.
He took a breath like he was going to defend himself and then quit.
I'm going to this. I'm going to that. This is how I am with my friends. My car. Blah, blah, blah. It's all crap.
All right, Kesha. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I try to avoid.
Cut to the chase. You're afraid of getting rejected.
Yeah, I try to avoid things that I feel that I'm not going to be good at. So.
We all do. You just got to do it.
Here's
why I didn't go to school.
It's like you can't see it in you, but we have all said we think you're a good looking dude. You've got a great personality.
I've never said that.
When you're out at events.
I heard you one time, Jeff. It's okay.
When you're out at events, you're like this guy with sort of a bigger than life personality sometimes when you're hosting stuff. But this dude is kind of just a nervous, fear of rejection guy. But you've got it in there. You just got to let your inner swag come out.
Well, you gotta, I think you just got to get through it a couple of times, and then you realize it's not so bad. Even if the girl says, no, I'd rather not go out with you, I'd rather be friends, then you've at least asked the question, you realize you lived, you can breathe afterwards, you didn't die, okay, I can get through that, and then you move on to the next one.
You know, there was this really stupid reality TV show on VH1 that I started watching, The Pickup Artist, and it was a bunch of dudes like you that would go to this one guy that claimed he was the best pickup artist in the world. Like, there was actually, like, a ranking for this kind of thing, and he was number one, right? So he would teach all these guys when they go into clubs how to interact with women to get them comfortable with him, right? And the first thing he did was he'd walk in there with them, and he would just immediately allow them to get rejected by 10 women on the first night. Because the more you get rejected, the better you get you handle it, and you sort of just become yourself.
But then again,
you're used to it.
At that point, doesn't it become mental that you're doing something wrong? So then you try to change up little things, and it's
you're
still
just
wrong.
Making excuses right now.
Oh, I'm just trying to analyze it. I'm trying to analyze the situation.
I'm not even hearing the words coming out of your mouth because it's all more excuses. It's like, well, if I get rejected, then I'm going to change my mind about the way that I think about getting rejected. No, you just got to do it. And I'm not sure that the pickup artist is really the greatest example of how he should do it, because I think that teaches men to to be womanizers.
Well, I said, it's
a
cheesy
Brandon's
show.
And never going to be a womanizer.
Which is a good thing.
My mom
thing.
Would
you know?
Beat me.
But well, he's a good guy. He wants to just go out on a date with a girl and maybe touch a boob.
Yeah, the point of that show
is... But one, not like 20.
The point of the show is inconsequential, because Jen's right. It teaches you the wrong things. But the base of it is, you're so scared to get rejected that you won't go up to anybody, where this show is saying, you got to break through that and start getting rejected to realize you won't die.
Well, and I think the difference is that everybody fears rejection. You know, it's just somehow, like they keep saying pushing through it, and as if it goes away. It never goes away.
Well,
it's
I don't feel rejection anymore, because after 35 years of just really getting rejected all the time, you kind of become callous to it.
Do you want to be Jeff Bezos? I'm just curious if you have in your mind like two or three women that you would like to ask out on a date right now.
I'd have to think about it, but I can come up with two or three.
You could come with two or three that you'd like to take to dinner, hang out with them, maybe have some good conversation, and, you know, go grab a drink afterwards, and then go home.
Yeah, I could.
You can come up with three of them.
I could probably.
I think we got some homework.
Well, we're going to get you some help today, because remember weeks ago when we talked to you about this on the air, I said that, you know what you really need is, like, you need just one night out with my friend Delvette, who just is so, like, he walks into a room and he's so confident with women that they're instantly sort of drawn to him. And we said, you know what, maybe you need just to follow him around for a couple of hours. He'll hang with you, and then he will sort of just let you go on your own. That's going to happen today. We're going to bring him in the studio this morning.
Okay.
And then sometime this weekend, you guys will go out for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then you will have a mentor. Okay?
Okay.
I think he can teach you some really great confidence. I think that the women that Brandon's going to eventually ask out are going to be somebody he's already friends with.
Could be. You just got to have that confidence. And if you learn that tonight or over the next 24 hours, you got half the game licked, right?
You can approach women you already know with that confidence.
But I think the one thing is, this is a case in which Brandon's a good guy. He's a good guy with a great personality that women are not flocking to because they want something else. And so this is the transition, women. You want the good guy, but when he's standing right here, you want him to be cool and elusive.
But
so
he's
we're having to teach him how to do that.
He's got to talk to you and ask him.
He's talking to him. It's just, you know,
how old are you?
Friends.
21.
Yeah, 21. This is not the time to be. This is not the time to be a nice guy.
But
this is a time to play, man.
This
is the time to play right here.
You come
we
that
were just
way.
Having the same talk the other day. Other 21-year-olds aren't looking for Mr. Right right now. They're looking for a bad boy. And you grow up.
Some guys are just good in general.
You can't make him a bad boy.
Brandon's a good guy.
If anybody can do it, don't let him do it.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Burt Show.
All right, if you guys are just joining us today and you don't know anything about the not-so-psycho Sue story, I am afraid that you're just going to have to go online and listen to it. Mm-hmm. But we will tell you this, that yesterday when we talked to not-so-psycho Sue, she told us that her ex-boyfriend was begging for attention from her. He wants her back so badly now that the dude ends up going back over to her house and taking back a dog that he gave her as a present a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And could do it because his names were on the paper. Police was called, dramatic scene going on. Bottom line is dude ends up with the dog and Not-So-Psycho Sue was totally broken up. So after the show, we hooked her up with a lawyer. And at this point, none of us know if she has any rights at all.
Right.
Is the dog gone? How she's feeling about things? So here she is again today. Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Did you get the dog back?
I haven't gotten the dog back yet, but I did talk to Alan, the lawyer, yesterday. We talked for about 30 minutes, and he ended up actually sending a message to my ex and just basically told him that I needed the dog back by 12 because I do have rights to the dog because I have proof that I paid for everything and I paid for medical bills. And he has watched the dog for me like 4 days out of a year and a half that I have had the dog, and so he made a big deal about that. He's like, is she gonna pay me for the fact that I, you know, watched her dog for her?
Oh my god, come on.
Well, do it. What's the going rate for a pet sitter?
Right,
there you go.
So he said that he couldn't get the dog to me by 12 today because he has work and school, but he would get the dog to me by tomorrow, but my parents just wanted to get me away from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So at 10:30 today, me and my mom are going to the beach for the weekend.
Okay.
Nice. So he's going to give it to my brother tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. He's not allowed to talk to me anymore. That's what Alan told him. You can't speak to me or my family unless, mm-hmm. you know, he's talking to my brother about the dog. And
Alan's the attorney?
Attorney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the attorney, yeah. And so he's not allowed to talk to me, so I haven't talked to him, but he's been trying to convince him to like be able to send letters to me through the lawyer and stuff
crazy.
Like that. But
so is this like an official restraining order?
No. What's going to happen is my parents wanted me to sleep on it because, you know, we do have a lot of mutual friends and we do have a godson together. And I wanted to think about if I wanted to get a protective order against him.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it last night, kind of, he was saying some stuff about me on Facebook and Twitter, and so it really upset me, and so that was kind of like the last straw. So I am going to start the stuff on Monday, and we're going to go meet with the lawyer and figure out everything that we can do so that he can stay away from me.
I'm just curious about what the guy that you're currently seeing is up to. Is he having commentary about this?
Last night, he kind of just broke things off with me.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just because he said, you know, right now in my life, I don't need someone else in my life. Mm. But so he broke things off with me. He's like, I want to be friends with you still and stuff like that. But, yeah, it sucks. But, I mean, I kind of am listening to, you know, the bride when she says everything happens for a reason. So I guess she just wasn't meant to be in my life, you know.
What was Tool writing on the internet about you that was upsetting you so much?
Just that I was lying and I was a psycho. And but I mean, my friends know everything that's going on, and they read what people read on Twitter about me and to you guys and on Facebook. And just, you know, he basically was kind of saying I was trying to get airtime and stuff, and like other people have been saying. But I don't know, it just really hurt. Like, I was crying a lot yesterday just because of everything that people are saying that don't even know me, and just saying that I'm trying to get airtime, and honestly, I would rather get airtime for something so much more, what, better than this. I'm not really trying to do that.
And you shouldn't be doing it during spring break week because we're not even getting airtime this week.
Right. There's no one listening. No one's heard your story. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, there's so many things to talk about today. This guy, have you been in touch with Fiji at all?
Yeah, she emailed me. I mean, I know she emailed you the fax stuff and, or the fax letter and stuff. I already knew about it, but that's like part of her story. You know, I don't know like everything about like what happened with that. So,
well, I'll just highlight one line out of the fax that this tool sent her the first day that she was on her vacation in Fiji. And then I'm going to read one line from the email that he sent to us. Okay.
Okay.
This again is her first day in Fiji. And he has sent a fax, and he writes to her, when you get back, we should go to counseling and see where we can go from here. Oh, you are very important to me. Okay?
Wow.
That's to Fiji. And in the email to us regarding him wanting to come on the radio with you, he writes, because I want to be with her, and it's not because I want to manipulate her. So he's saying, he's again doing the same thing.
He's always saying
he wants you. He's telling her he wants her also, wants to go to counseling with her, but he wants to be with you. He hasn't changed his position at all.
No, and this is... Go ahead.
He also, I don't know if she sent you the whole thing, but he also said not to talk to me anymore and that we shouldn't be talking because we're just going to match up stories and I'm going to tell her lies and she's going to tell me lies or something like that.
Yeah, I did see the whole thing.
Of course
he
doesn't want the two of you talking because then you start piecing it together and he's crap.
So he's just isolating the two of you guys so you can't talk, right?
This is the first time he's gotten resistance on it. This has been what he's done to the two of you for however many years you've dealt with him. He's not changing his practice at all. It's now you guys are aware of it and you're giving him resistance. And this is the first time the two of you have ever said no to him together at the same time.
Exactly.
There's something like mentally twisted about this dude.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time he hasn't gotten what he's wanted.
That's a good point.
This is the first time he's gotten what he's wanted from these two women this whole time.
He's
3 years.
It's been going on for so long. And I mean, and this isn't something that I have a lot of guys that are this age, I mean, not to this extreme, are like this. And they do emotionally and abuse people like this. And it's unfortunate that something like this is happening. But, I mean, I just think we both need to move forward. And, you know, we can talk to you guys and stuff about it, but we don't want to talk to him. I just want him to leave me alone.
Right. He desperately wants to come on. He desperately wants to come on and talk to you. What did he write in this email? He writes, I only want to come on if she's on. I'm a medical student, and I have to be in the hospital by 7, except on Monday. Sue knows I love her, and I never meant to cause her any pain.
Whatever.
I want to talk to her even if it's on the radio. Please beg her to go on with me.
No,
and she can hang up, whatever.
No.
I just want her to hear me out. This is stuff you already know because he says that you guys have had a conversation. And if she refuses, I will come on myself. Last night I told her I won't come on if it hurts her too much. She told me to do whatever the expletive with an F I want, but I want her approval because I want to be with her, and it's not because I want to manipulate her. I'm going to get help, and I'm going to be a better person.
No.
And I know she loves me a little.
Oh, my God.
And I just want that chance to talk to her, so please pass on the
message.
That
is nuts.
No
way.
This
guy is a sociopath.
See, the thing is that I am not invested in him, so I cannot be manipulated by him. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to manipulate us like he's trying to manipulate them.
Well, you guys are...
I just want to make it clear because I think I didn't make it very clear when I told you guys I still have feelings. I have feelings as in I worry about him and I worry about his sanity, and he is a medical student, and
which is scary.
Needs to get his issues fixed. But I don't love him at all. I don't want anything to do with him. I don't like him. I'm a very caring person, so I care about the fact that, you know, obviously there's something wrong with him, and everyone has their issues. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect, but I don't love him, and I should have made that clear. I guess when I talked to you guys a few days ago, I kind of said along the lines that I maybe still did. I don't love him at all.
At one point, were the two of you guys engaged?
No. I was actually with someone else for a long time, and we were about to get engaged, and he came to me and asked me to, break it off because he wanted to marry me and wanted to be with me, and at that time, I did really love him. And I still have feelings for him, so I did break it off, but we were never engaged.
Fiji said to me yesterday, she tweeted to me yesterday, she's like, if you guys knew the entire story between the three of us. She said, A, it would make a great Hollywood movie, but she said nobody would buy tickets because it's such an unbelievable story.
Right.
I mean, we're getting a piece of it. I mean, I think we see where this is going, and he's crazy. You know, but it is. That's the first time we've revealed that he's a medical student, and that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's very scary.
I'm just sad, too, that the guy that you were currently seeing backed out of it. I can understand why with all this drama going on, but what...
He definitely wanted him to break up with me, and he said stuff to him, too, and emailed him and said stuff about our relationship.
I gotta be honest, I would have backed out, too. That's just too much drama. I would have left.
I understand why he did, and I don't, hate him. I'm sure he'll probably hear what I said, and I don't have any, hate towards him, and he is really worried about me, too, because, like I said, it's just really hurtful what is being said about me sometimes, and I feel like I'm not a bad person, and I never meant to come off as a bad person or a psycho or anything.
I don't think you have.
It just hurts.
I don't think you have at all. These are the tweets that I exchanged with Fiji yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She writes, at Burt Q100, we listen to Sue's update, and I'm drinking one for the Burt Show. Thanks for making her do this, and I can't wait to talk. And I think she was talking about getting you the lawyer, so she was really excited that you were going to get your dog back.
Yeah.
And then she writes, again, at Burt Q100, if I send you an email with the facts Jordan sent to me at the hotel in Fiji, would you want to read it on the air? I want everyone to know. I think I wrote her back, hell yeah. Then at Burt Q100, what an expletive, A with a hole, he truly is. And Sue does not deserve her dog being taken away from her. She's the best owner, and I know that because he said it so many times. She's honestly the sweetest girl ever and does not deserve any of this. And I'm putting tweets together now. These were like three or four. I feel like it's all my fault. Sorry, I'm a few drinks in, and I heard everything online, and I feel so bad that she lost her puppy. He truly is unreal. You have no idea. Then I tweeted to her, can you believe you were hours away from marrying this guy? She tweets back, can I believe I slept next to him every night and this was going on right under my nose is the right question. I tweet back, totally sucks, sorry. And here's the cool thing for you right here. She writes back, it does, but everything happens for a reason and I gained a new girlfriend out of it, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah, it's true. She's not my best friend. I have a best friend, but she's honestly become one of my really good friends. And every day she emails me, and, you know, yesterday, Fiji's, way ahead in the time zones and stuff. And she, stayed up really late emailing me, trying to comfort me and stuff. And she's really upset because people are saying it's not true because she invited me on her honeymoon or something. And she was like, it's totally true. She's like, who wouldn't invite you on their honeymoon after what you did? And so, you know, she's just a very supportive person. And she's just as great a girl as she's saying. All the compliments she's saying about me are about the same for her.
Well, Fiji and Sue are like war vets. You know, they're going to be tight like they just got back. You know, they fought a war together, and they're still fighting this war. And when the war's over, they're the only ones that can share the story and relate to each other.
Right.
They're the they are bonded like the guys who went and saved Private Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
They forever have a story to tell together.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Mary. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Well, first of all, I want to say that I completely think that she did the right thing, and that guy is a piece of crap and everything. But my question goes to, she said that she was dating that guy who just left her for 3 months, but this just happened with the wedding. So how'd that time overlap? Was she seeing both of them at the same time?
Mm-hmm. But she hasn't been seeing this tool guy. They broke up a while ago.
Oh, she broke up a while ago, then she decided to go to the wedding over the weekend because she knew that he was getting married?
Right, because Fiji and thought that she was totally psycho. So to prove that she wasn't, that's why she was going to say, look, here's proof. We broke up a while ago, but he was cheating on you with me.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to get that cleared up. Well, I'm very proud of her. I think she did the right thing, and he is a piece of crap. And I hope she gets her dog back.
Yeah.
Which should happen here pretty quickly.
Good.
All right, so today you said you're taking off for the beach?
Yeah, with my mom.
All right, fun.
So you're not going to go to that party?
My brothers are going because their kids are about the same age.
Okay, cool. Oh,
that's cool.
And it's great that you're not going to be in the same room or the same house that this guy's going to be in.
And good for mom to say, you know what, honey, you're coming with me.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a good weekend and get away from all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend and good luck with the puppy. And if anything goes wrong there, let us know and we'll try to do everything we can on our end.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Burt Show.
There are some times where you will look at it like a movie trailer, movie commercial, and you can tell that they're reaching for comedy. Like for 90 minutes, it's not going to be that good.
Okay.
The trailer for Date Night is hilarious. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a good movie.
Okay, walk me through this again.
Hon.
Honey, if I'm going to get whacked off, I at least deserve to understand why it's happening. What are you smiling about?
No, you're very sweet. We're not going, hon, we're not going to get whacked off.
I think we are.
I don't think we are.
Oh, whacked off. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good movie this weekend.
Yes.
Steve Carell and Tina Fey in Date Night, and this is Steve Carell with The Burt Show.
Hello.
How
Hi.
Are you today, sir?
Hi.
How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You kind of rocked my world about 2 minutes ago, though, and you didn't even know it.
How did I do that?
I'm on the phone with my wife, and we're talking about kids stuff and family stuff. And I say, "Oh, I got to get in the studio. We're going to be talking to Steve Carell in a couple of seconds." And she says, "Well, while you have him on the phone, I just want you to let him know that you are on her top three lists, her Hump Island list. Now, do you know what that is?"
That is. Boy, she has set the bar low for herself.
No, well, you haven't seen me, so you have absolutely no idea how low it really is. You are a big old upgrade. Now, you know what the Hump Island list is, right?
I can sort of put that together.
So it means, so if you're ever in Atlanta and you run into my wife and you guys look in each other's eyes and for whatever reason you decide to, cheat on your wife— my wife is available. You guys can do that, and there are no repercussions on my side whatsoever.
Yeah, he has to give her the hall pass.
Very, very modern of you.
I'm a very liberal thinker, so just in case it does happen, I just want to let you I just ask you to be gentle with her.
Okay.
And please don't show her anything too freaky because it's just the basics for me, pretty much.
It would not be a weirder conversation we're having.
It's Steve Carell.
Oh, incidentally, who are your top three Hump Island visitations?
Let's see.
Well, he doesn't want to admit this, but you're one of them.
Oh, I'm on your list as well.
No, actually, but your wife is. So this is all going to work.
Okay.
This is going to work out great. I'd say that's what's that girl's name from the '70s show, the dark skinned Cunis?
Oh,
Mila.
She is in Date Night.
Yes, she is in Date Night.
Yeah, she's very, very pretty.
She is probably number one on the list right now. Was she cool, or does she have a real attitude?
Extremely cool, really funny. I thought she was great, and that is one of my favorite scenes in the movie. She's hilarious.
Now, she's in there with that Franco dude, too, right?
James Franco. She and James Franco have this scene as sort of low-life drug dealers that is really good.
Well, the next time you see her, because I'm sure you guys will be doing some promotional stuff, tell her that there's a DJ in Atlanta that is a shorter, uglier version of you that if we ever meet, we are definitely going at it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The first thing I'm going to bring up when I see her.
Steve, I've got to ask you about working with Tina Fey. I'm such a huge fan of both of you, and to have you both in the same movie is, like, unbelievable. Tell me about working with her.
Could not be a nicer person. She, she's obviously very pretty and very intelligent, extremely funny, but really sweet. And I didn't know her very well at all. We'd met a few times before, but this is the first time we'd worked together. She couldn't have been nicer.
Who ends up putting the two of you guys together in a movie? Because I know once I heard that Tina Fey and Steve Carell were going to be doing a movie together, it just seemed, I started laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just knew it was going to work,
Well, we had a good time. Sean Levy, the director, called both of us, and then we called each other, and we each of us said, "Hey, I'll do it if you do it," and then we jumped on board. So, yeah, it it worked out quite well. We got along great, have become very good friends. So it was I think it was a good pairing.
Is there sort of a dream team of actors that you always like to work with? And who are they?
Boy, you know what? I would have to put Tina on that list. The guys from Anchorman, they were really fun.
And
they have remained good friends. And I'm actually doing another movie with Paul Rudd in a few months. You know what? I'm always surprised by, you know, how much fun it is to work with different people. You know, I I've been really lucky to work with some great people. So I don't know if I could actually make a list, but there haven't really been any bad apples.
You know, Steve, I think I read yesterday that you've been married for 15 years.
That's right.
And I've been married for 13, and I'm just curious, does your wife still think you're funny?
I think so. Yeah. I think she's hilarious too. She actually reminds me a lot of Tina in that she's very pretty and she's very funny and she's very intelligent, and I hope she still thinks I am. I think she does.
I think, and this, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with you, Steve, but I think we're touching a nerve with Bert. Does your wife think you're still funny, Bert? Or
No.
Over?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell some of the same stories in different groups, and I can see the eyes start to roll. Where years ago, she used to laugh at those stories, and now she's like, I heard that.
So, well, you have to come up with some new personal experiences.
That's it.
Well, I think this gets back to the Hump Island thing.
it all comes back to Hump Island. All roads point to Hump Island.
obviously, a lot of pride in the success of The Office, but I would imagine the line, "That's what she said," at some point makes you want to kill yourself.
I don't say it anymore. And it's funny because when we were shooting, Sean Levy, the director, and Tina used to have competitions to come up with the better "That's what she said."
Yeah.
And Tina invariably won. She was very, very good at it.
And that's not, I wasn't talking as much about your delivery as, you know, just standing in line at a Burger King or something and having somebody come up, you know, and have it be completely, you know, I'll have a Whopper and a small fries and have the person go, "That's what she said."
Yeah, well, you know what? It doesn't, people use it when it doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Like a hamburger, "That's what she said." What? That doesn't make sense. There's no joke there.
That sentence, though, really has allowed millions of unfunny people to at least let their friends think that they're funny. Because then more often than not, you can...
Well, if we have accomplished just that, then I feel like, you know, our job is done.
Staying on The Office, Jenna Fischer is here filming a movie here in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
What would be a good... Because I would like to be her friend. I'd like to be your friend. I'd like to be Rainn Wilson's friend. I'd like to be friends with everyone on The Office.
Well, that just sounds sad to me, but go on.
So if I see Jenna out and about, what would be a good, like, opening line that would make her say, "That guy is cool"?
Well, you say, "Hey, Jenna, that's what she said."
It says Steve.
Love it. She would love you for that.
Steve Carell joining the Bird Show this morning on Q100. There's got to be some weeks when you are shooting The Office where you feel like there's a difference between a show that has some funny scenes in it and an entire funny show. Do you know while you're shooting those what the difference is?
Yeah, generally you can. I mean, like any other show, and we've just finished season 6, you know, there are definitely shows that we do a table read and we think, oh my God, like every scene, every line just sort of crushes. And other shows that are a little, you know, not as funny, but they might be there to serve a different purpose. You know, they may be more plot-driven, more story-driven, and not... You know, and actually have some sort of touching emotional moments that aren't as funny necessarily, but just kind of serve a different purpose. But you can generally tell, yeah.
And when you were shooting the new movie, do you get that kind of sense? Like, this is not just a movie that's going to have a couple of really funny scenes in it. This is going to be labeled as a funny movie.
I think so, yeah. I mean, every day, you can kind of tell when you walk away at the end of the day and you think, man, there was some really good stuff that came out of today. And especially... You know, when Tina and I started to improvise, she is so good. She can have 5 or 6, 10 different takes on a line, and each one is funnier than the next. So I think she supplied a lot of that.
So how does this get to work, though? So do you and Tina sit down in a screening room somewhere and actually watch the movie together before the public sees it? Or have you even seen it yet? Will you see it for the first time when everybody else sees it?
No, I saw it. I saw it a couple of months ago in a skin. Just my wife and I and the director sat down and saw it in a screening room at Fox. And then I saw it once with like a test audience after that. And those are the only two times that I'd seen it.
Have there been other movies where you're in the same scenario and you're really expecting it to be a great movie and you realize in that screening room that, oh no.
It's probably the test audience.
No, honestly, the opposite has happened. Like when we did 40-Year-Old Virgin, we didn't know. We didn't know how it was going to play. We weren't sure. We thought it was funny, you know, basically what we shot. And, you know, Judd and I had written the thing. But then we went to the first preview with an audience, and it rocked. It was like, it was so surprising to us that what we had found funny, other people actually did as well. So sort of the opposite happened, which was great. Great when that happens.
Well, good luck with date night.
Thanks.
This thing's going to be number one, and congratulations. And the next time you go to Atlanta, just know that you got a sure thing if you want it with with my wife.
So excited. I you know what? I'm flying back to L.A. today, but I will make a stopover.
Hi, Steve. Thanks a lot.
That's what she said.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The Bird Show.
I can tell you this. I will read some of the email that Tool sent to us over the last 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
And I'll just read a couple of lines. And I'll save the rest for Monday when Not-So-Psycho Sue is in studio.
Okay.
And then Fiji is coming in on Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, I cannot wait to meet her.
She has got a story to tell. Both of them do. They're like, dudes, we've just scratched the surface on this whole thing.
Wow.
All right, so I'll read this, just parts of this email coming up in just a couple of seconds. Good morning, Julie. You are on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen,
how are you?
You guys, I heard the other day the reason why you weren't going to put his picture online. You have to put his picture up.
No.
I am dying to. I am begging. I am begging the producers to let me put his picture up online.
If the crazy women want a following, that's fine, like you said. But at least you're giving the nice girls a chance to stay away from him because he'll entangle somebody else.
Well, Melissa and Jen.
After this drama, somehow.
Melissa and Jen made the point that, you know, there are women that are attracted to any kind of guy. So the fact that this dude is a good-looking guy, both women have said that at one point. He's a good-looking guy. We put his picture up online, even if there's a whole resume of psycho stuff going on. There's going to be a certain amount of women that are going to go, I can fix him. And they're going to find out who he is.
But we end up helping him out.
Each to their own kind, you know? That's At least we know there's some kind of filter there.
That's what he wants. But we end up helping him.
Yeah, we don't want to help him.
So him getting involved with a crazy woman isn't. It just right. shows him what he gets.
That's true.
And I sure would. I don't know. I was talking about this with Stacey because I really do have a lot of dislike for this guy in my heart. I normally don't get this invested in the segments that we do, but this guy's so mean. He's so mean that I feel like we've got this big old radio station and we should be able to do something to where he's like walking down the street and people know who he is.
He's so callous. I mean, the fact that he flipped a coin to figure out who to marry, and then after this whole thing is blown up in his face, he still at that point can't say, you know what, you're right, I was wrong, I admit my mistake, I move on, whatever, apologize. No, he's still lying and still trying to get both of them back.
Here's Alyssa. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. Yeah, I totally agree. This guy is insane to go through this whole thing for so many years with these both of these girls and then blow up in his face and he's still trying.
Right.
I get that college guys or really a lot of guys like try to two time, but this is just crazy.
And
like if he's a med student and he becomes a doctor, I do not want him anywhere near me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and we've got a ton of emails the last couple of days from women that totally empathize with this situation because they've gone through it themselves. Mm-hmm. Same type thing, you know?
What's the dating antichrist? We've talked about this over and over again, and we're just seeing it play out right now, you know?
It's the one guy you just can't, or one woman you just can't get away from. You know they're not good for you. They're manipulating you. They border on abuse, if not abusing
emotional
you.
Emotional abuse, absolutely.
They keep trying.
And you keep going back. Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. This is Melissa. And, you know, I love you, Jeff, just to let you know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Us women up here, we don't waste time with our men. We get him in line just like that.
You say get him in that North Georgia area and you'll take care
of
him. Right. Well, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said the other day about you know, the legal system. That's great with the dog and everything. But if you did it the redneck way, that dog would have been back that night.
That's right, man. All right. So the email. I'm just going to read a couple of lines and I'll save the rest for when Not So Psycho Sue is in studio.
All right.
The email reads in all capital letters. He's yelling at us, people.
Mm-hmm.
Tool is yelling at us. Burt Show, grow up.
wait, this is coming from him?
Right.
Okay.
I do not want anything to do with either of them anymore. Okay, so there's good news. Good news. I can do better anyways and have done better since Friday night. They are both pathetic and want to make me look like the bad guy. If you do choose to read this message to either of either of the girls, be sure to tell them I can do better, and they really aren't that great anyways.
Oh, come on.
Right, and then it goes on and on and on to rip on us.
And I'm 12. Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
That.
Your mama wears combat boots. Yeah, I can do better.
Guess what? You're stupid.
So take that.
Wow, and he's a med student? Is that what we said?
He's a med student.
Wow.
Burt Show, grow up!
Dr. Feelgood.
Not So Psycho Sue in studio with us on Monday morning. Good. And then when Fiji gets back on Wednesday, that's when the other shoe drops right there, man.
I thought when we were investigating that Decatur townhouse that we had the greatest story of all time.
This is it, right?
No. This is the greatest story of all time on our show.
Right.
Get it? The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.